Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
South African consumer confidence in the real estate market has soared to its highest level in a decade. And listen to this number, 87% of consumers feeling positive about property ownership. According to ABSA's latest Homeowner Sentiment Index, the surge is driven by strong first-time buyer activity, improved investment sentiment, and growing optimism about renovations and selling prospects. But I'm wondering if this confidence is justified. Is this a temporary upswing in an otherwise challenging market? And with economic uncertainty still looming, can this momentum last? Joining us now is Nondumiso Nqapayi, Managing Executive at ABSA Home Loans. Nondumiso, welcome to you. Consumer confidence in real estate, a 10-year high. This is good news. What's driving the surge? And is it sustainable, I wonder?
Good afternoon. Absolutely. This is fantastic news for the industry. So I must say, if we really look at where consumers were before the rate cuts, I do think the relief began in September. In fact, in quarter four of 2024, with our own internal data, we saw an increase in demand, which if you compare to the same period in 2023, it wasn't there. So 8% increase in demand. I do think rates have an important role to play with stimulating demand. Of course, you would expect segments like your first-time buyers to really look up to entering the property market. So I do think it bodes well.
Where's the risk, though? My second part of my question was around sustainability over the short and medium term.
Look, there is risk. I think if you look at the global outlook, there is some uncertainty. I think a lot of this was already pointed out with the MPC in Jan. We do see some risks. But I also think, you know, when I look at the rate cycle, we do think there'll only be one more. Of course, there's a lot of caution around the rate environment. So there is risk, which we continue to monitor.
What I find fascinating, and it's not the first time I've heard this, first-time buyers are dominating the market. Is this an indication of real economic recovery?
Look, with a rate environment, in fact, first-time buyers by far is the biggest segment, and it always drives that increase with a low interest rate environment. I do think a lot has shifted. If we go back to the uncertainty we had pre-election, we think about the rate cycle, we think about consumer pressure when we look at 2023. I do think there's some elements that are showing some green shoots, and that has obviously spurred the interest from first-time buyers that are now able to think about home ownership at this point in time.
Another interesting part of this index is that despite the increased confidence that you've outlined for us, property price growth has been relatively slow. This obviously will have an impact on home buyers and investors.
Absolutely. We have seen it has been slow. In fact, if you go deeper into some of those markets, I think it's all well known that the Western Cape market has seen that growth, which has surpassed the Gauteng market and KZN. It definitely has an overall impact. And in fact, it does also give you a view of where we are, whether it's a buyer's or a seller's market as well.
Now, you have something called the sentiment to sell, and it's crossed the 50% mark. So is this an indication that sellers are getting really good deals, or is this just simply offloading due to financial pressure?
There is an element of consumers that would want to offload due to financial pressure, but for the first time in a while, we've seen that breakthrough, the 50% point mark, which I do think it bodes much more deeper, well, from a health of the economy, but also particularly for real estate, given the rate environment that we're seeing.
And Nondumiso, what about rental markets? Are we seeing more people confident about buying rather than renting? And maybe that creates some pressure downstream for landlords.
You know what? We actually had an external data point that indicated that the vacancy rate was at an all-time low, which is quite interesting. You would have expected it otherwise. But I do think you have a segment of that market, rental market, that is looking at the environment, and that demand is starting to increase, as we saw on the back end of quarter four of 2024.
Are you able to tell me what type of properties investors are prioritizing right now and how this might shape the future of the market, again, in the short to medium term?
Investors will always look for properties that obviously are for markets that have higher demand. We do see sectional title properties obviously boding well from an investor point of view. Again, it's likely to shift, post the short term into the medium term, Jeremy.
And renovation, according to the index, is, or sentiment as far as renovation is strong. I don't want my wife to hear that. does this suggest that homeowners are now staying put as well, rather than upgrading to new homes? Often it is a fairly obvious economic debate, I guess.
Yeah, it's a debate. I guess, consumers have different reasons as to why they would want to renovate. Of course, many believe that investing in your property, whether it's renovation or upgrades, does bode well for the value of the property. And I think that largely drives that sentiment that we've seen gone up from the latest index.
Every time I go home, there's a man there with a tape measure and my wife taking notes. So I get very worried when I hear the word renovation. Just a final one. What advice then, as a result of this very positive news that you're outlining for us tonight, do you have for South Africans who are now on the fence about buying property in this climate? I suspect you're going to say time to jump in.
Look, I will always say that obviously it depends on your own individual circumstance. That's absolutely most important, because the affordability is absolutely key. I do think the market does present some opportunities given the rate relief that we've seen from September. We saw it again in November, in Jan, and hopefully we get one in March. So I do think those that are ready, I do think it is the right time to consider.
Let's hope that bubble doesn't burst. Thank you very much indeed. The Managing Executive at Absa Home Loans, Nondumiso Ntlapai, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.